Massive thank you to Provide, who are sponsoring Series 5 of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. They are a community interest company offering services across Essex, providing outstanding care. And if you want to find out more about them, please visit their website at www.provide.org.uk. My first question for you, Keaton, is in lockdown, why did you want to do the wellbeing sessions with me? Why did you want to do them?
Because they're fun to do.
Okay. So do you find that like using sport, it gets, I don't know, gets rid of some of your energy maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what was the best bit then, Keaton, about doing those wellbeing sessions?
Making friends.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, you've made friends through it, haven't you? Now you've got like more friends maybe through this. How does that make you feel?
Happy.
And with sport again, Keaton, what's your favourite sport?
Football.
Okay. What, Keaton, why football? What's good about football?
I like being the players who kick the ball.
Okay. And once you've played football, how do you feel after you've played?
Excited. I've played it.
Knows. I already know this answer to this, Keaton, but what football team do you support?
Oh, have to say, I got two.
Okay, go on, tell us both.
West Brom and Newcastle.
Okay, cool. Why those two teams, Keaton?
Because they're really good teams.
Okay, so two teams. That's fine, you can have two teams. So I'm going to get us to think about school now, Keaton. Would you say that PE is one of your more favourite lessons at school?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it about PE that you like doing?
I like doing the batting sometimes because I'm really good at batting sometimes.
Okay, cool. What else? Anything else?
Yeah, life skills.
Ah, okay. That's a great word there, life skills. What do you mean by life skills, Keaton? What life skills do you learn in sport?
Life skills is for people with ADHD stuff. So sometimes we do baking life skills, playing ball games. We play games, baking, drawing.
Yeah, that's brilliant. And you've been really honest there, Keaton. So I know from speaking to you and your family before that that's something that you talk about is autism and ADHD. So big question then, Keaton. Why is it important then for like children with autism and ADHD to do those extra activities? Why is that important?
So they're happy and they make new friends, maybe?
So the friends thing again, that sounds, is that really important to you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so Keaton, sometimes people who have ADHD and autism, do you think it can be harder to make friends sometimes?
Kind of.
What is hard sometimes about, you know, making friends?
Sometimes they say no, sometimes they say yes. Yeah.
Okay, so to include you mean? Yeah. So I guess that's what's good about sport, isn't it? Because you can get involved, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Keaton, there might be people listening to this or watching this that might feel quite shy to like get involved in sport. What would you say to those children who are maybe a little bit shy, Keaton, and a bit scared about getting involved? What would you say to them?
They could try their best. And if they don't like it, they won't do it again.
Brilliant. Yeah, we don't know till we try, do we? So I want us to think again about the wellbeing activities. What have you learned from them, those activities that we did, Keaton? What have you learned from them?
To be proud who you are.
Yeah, brilliant. So I'm really pleased you've said that. So I think sport can do that. It can help you to feel proud of what you are. And when we were doing all those stretches and we were doing a lot of like exercises and movements, like, do you think it could help other children? Yeah. How could it help other children, Keaton, do you think?
Ooh, that is a tricky question. Now I've got to think that.
That's fine.
Because it helps their mental health.
Good. Yeah.